The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mark Pitts of KCHA Charles City and Shane Vanderhart of the Iowa Torch. Mark, can you start us off with the question for Senator Grassley?
All right, Senator, thank you very much for your time. No surprise, Iowa being targeted by presidential candidates here vying for office. We had Ron DeSantis in Charles City recently, Nikki Haley in Waverly. What criteria do you use when evaluating a candidate that you might endorse?
Well, first of all, I've only endorsed in the years that I've been in the Congress, and that's been a long, long time, several decades. I've only worked for Senator Dole, one of his campaigns, '96 I endorsed, and then late in the campaign in the caucus for George W. Bush, I endorsed him at the last minute. Otherwise, I haven't done endorsement. But first of all, it may sound kind of ideological, but I'd like to have the most conservative candidate. I'd like to have somebody that's going to work hard, somebody that wants the United States to be a world leader in the community nations, somebody that's going to follow the Constitution and respect it, unlike President Biden at the border. He doesn't enforce our laws, so we have people illegally entering our country. And just generally an all-around good person. But you can't accomplish any of the things that I want in a person if they don't have the ability to win. So obviously you want to select somebody that has been a winner. In my case, I endorsed Bob Dole. He lost. Then 4 years later, I endorsed George W. Bush, and he won. Shane.
Yeah, Congress provided $4.6 trillion in COVID-19 relief funds that led to kind of a mind-boggling amount of fraud. A recent GAO report admitted that we will likely never know the extent of the fraud. What should Congress do to prevent future fraud and federal funding?
Well, you're talking about all the money that was put out at the beginning of the pandemic. Is that what your question is about?
Yeah.
Well, and you're absolutely right, particularly in the area of unemployment compensation. Just seems like billions have been lost. I want to start out with, I hope, not only a personal admonition, but I hope all of Congress realizes that there were a lot of mistakes made at the time we shut down the government in March the 10th, 2020. And then when we shut it down, we decided, boy, we got to do something because we got 22 million people unemployed. We got a virus that we don't know anything about. We got to fight it. And we were kind of in panic, not a pandemic. It was later a pandemic, but we were in a panic at the time we made that decision. And I would hope that we learned a lesson that we made a lot of mistakes. And one of those mistakes was probably being not careful enough when the money we appropriated to get the economy turned around after the government put 22 million people on the unemployment rolls. So that's the first thing that I would say. There's lessons to be learned not to repeat those same mistakes. Now, when it comes to what the mistakes were made and the fraudulent use of taxpayers' money, obviously Congress needs to support the executive branch on finding and prosecuting as many people that fraudulently taken money. And that process is ongoing, but to be perfectly frank with you, I think the ability, even if you get back billions of dollars, and we're going to get back billions of dollars, compared to the trillion that was spent, and it wasn't all wasted, but compared to the trillions that were spent, it's kind of a spit in the ocean. Mark Pitts.
Senator, you're slated to meet with Iowans from AmeriCorps this week, and AmeriCorps is the service organization that sponsors the things like the Foster Grandparents Program, a staple in the Charles City area here, North Iowa, for over 50 years. Yet the program could be in jeopardy of being cut by 40% in their funding nationwide. What can be done to save a program like that? And of course, obviously important to an elderly population and keeping them active here in Iowa.
Well, for instance, it's not going to be cut by 40%. On the other hand, they're probably going to be in here asking us for more money, because overall, the money spent in 2024 isn't going to be any more spent than in 2023. Now, how that shakes down and sifts down to the AmeriCorps program and the senior program you're talking about, and grandparents program, all those programs in AmeriCorps, I can't give you an answer, but I don't think it's going to come down to a 40% cut. You may be getting that figure from what some people in the House of Representatives are talking about, but don't forget that's got to be compromised with the Senate. That would not be that aggressive. To answer your question, they come here to give us updates on AmeriCorps programs in Iowa, and then they come here to ask for more money. Basically, that's what our conversations are about. Shane.
Yeah, you recently highlighted a law that you sponsored that has provided residency positions at different Iowa hospitals, including the latest Mercy One in Des Moines. And I was just curious, those are adding to more urban area hospitals. What can be done and what are you doing to help bolster access to health care in rural Iowa?
Well, I want 10% of them to be in rural hospitals, and particularly when I say rural hospitals, this doesn't just mean rural hospitals in Iowa. This could be rural hospitals in any part of the country that you would consider rural. And the need for that is it's just hard to get people in rural areas. And then this program dates back two or three years when we first got it passed. It would set up 1,000 more residency programs so we get more doctors trained and get them spread around the country instead of just doing them in 12 or 13 of the biggest states. Then that 1,000 doesn't happen all at once. It's 200 a year for the next 5 years. So we're in the second year of that. And Iowa got 6 the first round, and I'm not sure exactly what we have here in the second round, but we are getting our fair share of residencies out of that program. Mark Pitts.
Senator, you along with fellow Senators John Thune of South Dakota, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, reintroduced the Adopt Greet Act. Where does that stand, I guess?
Yeah. It's an acronym that does this, and don't ask me what the letters stand for because I don't have that in my mind. But there's under the bill that encourages more green energy that passed 2 years ago, no, a year ago, I guess it was, there's going to be the next generation of ethanol. That would be for aviation energy, and obviously be less pollutant than what airplanes use now. And it leaves to the Secretary of Treasury to pick what should be used. And CREET, CREET, I believe, GREET, that follows what they use in Europe, and it's better for us in the Midwest because it emphasizes grain as opposed to other things that you can make biofuels out of. And even if the Secretary of Treasury would go for the non-greed approach, it still would be beneficial to our soybean and corn, but it'd be better if we could use the GREET approach. And that's what our letter asks the Secretary of Treasury to do, because we want to put the interests of the Midwest grain farmer ahead of other sources of making aviation fuel that you'd call a biofuels. Shane, you'll have the last question.
Yes, I was just curious your thoughts on, it seems like we, with each presidential cycle, we've seen less emphasis on the retail politics that we've seen in the past. For instance, this year, only one candidate, Ron DeSantis, has committed to do the full Grassley state tour. Do you think that is just the trend, or you think that's the Trump effect that we're seeing at play?
Well, it'd be nice if every one of the candidates did the full Grassley, because Iowans ought to have a chance to see them in their hometowns. But that's up to the individual choice. I do it because I want to keep in touch with people, and I think the whole advantage of going to every county every year is to let the state know you haven't forgot any part of the state, and to make sure you get a full view of what Iowans think on various issues. Now, as a candidate for President of the United States, it's still valuable for that purpose, but they're not going to be they're not in the Congress like I am, where every day you have to be concerned about the well-being and the interests of Iowans before you cast your vote. But I think it's a good way to let them know that they're serious about taking Iowa caucus voters seriously. Thank you all both very much for being with us.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mark and Shane, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.